Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the early morning begins here in Israel, temperatures are mild across major cities. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing a calm morning with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, Lebanon's President Aoun urges Israel to choose dialogue over conflict and states he will not meet Netanyahu without a signed agreement. Also, Ynet reports that former President Trump claims the U.S. will declare total victory over Iran within 2 weeks, advising Netanyahu to act sensibly. Also this hour, according to Forward, Israelis are facing another wartime flare-up after Iranian missiles targeted the country on Sunday night. Separately, JNS reports that Jewish Democrats are confronted with a choice between voting for anti-Israel candidates or supporting the GOP, as voices within the party grow more critical of Israel. And finally, I-24 News highlights continued Iranian ballistic missile attacks towards Israel, causing damage in Samaria, but thankfully, no injuries have been reported. From X, the latest, Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli commentator, posted minutes ago, questioning if Israel should align more closely with international allies amid the Iran conflict. Joe Trusman, a security analyst, shared useful links to his reports about recent events, noting some content has been removed but still providing valuable insights. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, discussed Lebanese Parliament Speaker Berri's leaked comments revealing resistance to removing Hezbollah fighters, which could impact peace negotiations with Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with Lebanese President Aoun's stance, reported by the Times of Israel. Aoun insists any agreement with Israel will be a non-aggression pact rather than full peace, emphasizing the need for normalized relations to follow a deal. This highlights the cautious approach Lebanon is taking in its diplomatic engagements with Israel. Turning to Trump's bold claim of a forthcoming total victory over Iran, reported by Ynet, his assertion comes amid rising tensions and follows his advice to Netanyahu to act with prudence. This rhetoric could further strain U.S.-Iran relations while influencing Israeli strategies. Meanwhile, as reported by Forward, Israelis in Tel Aviv and beyond are adapting to frequent threats from Iran, with many turning to social media to express their resilience from safe rooms. This ongoing tension underscores the constant state of alert experienced by Israeli citizens. Separately, the JNS report highlights the dilemma facing Jewish Democrats as more party members adopt views opposing Israeli policies. This trend could reshape the political landscape regarding U.S. support for Israel. Finally, I-24 News notes Iran's sustained missile attacks since Sunday night, damaging homes in Samaria. The situation remains tense, with communities on high alert, reflecting the persistent volatility in the region. In financial news, first, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Offroad has emerged from stealth, securing $7 million to develop AI solutions for identity security in enterprises, marking a significant step in cybersecurity innovation. Separately, Ynet Business informs us that Bosch will close its AI research centers in Tel Aviv and Haifa by the end of June, as part of a global restructuring effort, emphasizing strategic shifts rather than political motives. And finally, from Walla Business, Israeli fund Alto has finalized a lease with Lidl in Atlanta, showcasing successful international cooperation and expansion in the U.S. retail market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.